Today's daf Maseches Erevin, daf Nun Zayin. After going through a very mathematical daf, the Gemara on Amud Aleph in today's daf winds down this whole mathematical equation. And before the new Mishnah gives us some clarification teachings from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains the whole discussion about the Levim cities, the Levite cities we spoke about yesterday, was a scenario, explains Rav Ashi, specifically of circular cities. And what's going on over there, he says, is we view the city as if it was squared. So when we're calculating the space around it, we view the city as if it has a square around it. And as we know, those corner spaces from the end of the circle to the corner of the square, it's uninhabited space. That uninhabited space is calculated as part of the open space, the migrash of the 1,000 amot. Rav Chani Lai comes in the Gemara and he questions the math of Rav Ashi. This is a circle that has a diameter of 2,000 amot inside of a square. So that space takes up 3/4 of the space, which should be 800 extra to the corners. When you calculate one side of the circle to the corner and one side of the circle to the other corner of the square, as we mentioned earlier. However, based on Rav Ashi, says Rav Chani Lai, you actually only get to 666 and 2/3 amot. Rav Ashi explains that this calculation of 800 is actually correct. And applies specifically to the circle city within a square. In dealing with the diagonal line from the circle to the square corner, we use an amma, he says, of the square of 1 2/5 amot. Comes Tosos and says, this calculation of 1 2/5 is not exact, but it's close enough, so we allow it and we live with it. An incredible tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes this Tosos in discussing whether one would be required to utilize a microscope to check the squareness of tefillin. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin, that's Aruch Chaim, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Tes, writes that the square of tefillin should be, the length and the width should be equal, in order for it to be a square, of course, with a diagonal of 2/5. But we know that this measurement is not exact. Therefore, of what use would a measuring tool beyond the regular methods to check the square, this diagonal, would it really have? We therefore see, says Rav Moshe, since Chazal didn't require this, we see that Chazal didn't require this, and they didn't require us to be so medactic in this way, to go to, in some ways, an extreme, to check the length. The tshuva of Rav Moshe is in Igros Moshe Yorod Dechelek Beis, Simakov Memvav. Rav Moshe also uses the same line of reasoning to not require a microscope for checking for bugs in food, and his words are, Kilo Huzkar Zeba Gamar V'Cholodoros Haksherim HaGaonim V'Tzadikim V'Chasidim. He's talking about all the generations of the Jews before the invention of such tools. Lo hishtamshu b'microscope ubaru shehem kimu kol dinei hator v'lo nichshalu b'shum davar af ba'onet. Says Rav Moshe, of course, we're going to think that they were in keeping the Torah. They were keeping the Torah 100%. They were keeping Halacha 100%. They didn't use these tools. We don't have a requirement to use these tools either. Rav Moshe also talks about not needing to check the sharpness on the knife beyond what's required in Halacha to go into an even closer up look at the knife. Also based on the Svar. Rav Moshe's larger discussion is about determining if someone is truly no longer breathing. Externally, we don't see the person breathing, but we could use certain technology to check on the inside if they're responding to this certain check. In other words, could they still be considered alive by using technology that can give the doctors more information? So they can't determine that using the traditional methods. So when it comes to this, Rav Moshe said you should rely on this technology. That's based on also already in Chazal, taking an extra step to determine whether a person is alive or no longer alive. In a similar vein, Rav Avadya Yosef in Chazon Avadya Sukkot, page 270, paskins that one can inspect an etrog with one's eyes. We're not required to use a microscope or magnifying glass. He bases opinion on a psak of the Aruch HaShulchan and Yerodeah Simen Peidal Tziv Lamed Vav, discussing crawling things in vinegar that could be seen through the magnifying glass. This is not required, only what one's eyes can see. Rav Avadya also has a tshuva about bugs and food in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Vav Simen Mem Zayin. His opening words are, Hadavar barur shekol ma she'asra tor bedvarim hatzluyim bebedika al yedei re'iya, what you can see, einam el al yedei re'iya tivit, what you can see with your eyes, natural sight. Ki adam yireh le'einayim, zamrag einav yishpot, aval lo al yedei re'iya b'mikroskop. The halacha was given to us to be fulfilled with our gifts, our natural gifts from Hashem, may be zocha to fulfill them to the best of our ability.